This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You might see a stack of them at the bookstore. You'd notice the familiar cover, a cozy green room with striped curtains and a fire glowing in the fireplace. Outside, a full moon in a starry sky. But look closer. Hey, that painting over the fireplace shows an oil derrick with stealth bombers flying around it. That's a ballot box burning in the fireplace. It says Florida 2000. And is that a tiny microphone sneaking around the side of the fireplace? It is. Welcome to the dark world of Goodnight Bush, an unauthorized parody, it says so right on the cover, of the beloved children's classic Goodnight Moon. It's sure to offend on any number of levels and takes a caustic view of the last 8 years. Goodnight Bush is the creation of web writer and producer Eric Origen and Gan Galan, an artist and grassroots activist. Galan begins by describing the first page.
In it, instead of a bunny rabbit, we see a childlike bush tucked safely away in the confines of his own room. And he's surrounded by all these toys, which now represent different facets of the Bush administration's legacy.
And Eric Origen, this young childlike President Bush is wearing a flight suit?
Yes, Bush is wearing his flight suit underoos. And he moves very slightly from color panel to color panel. But just like in the original, between color panels, you have these black and white spot illustrations of things that have been broken or destroyed. We're sort of left to wonder what happened between one color panel and the next.
Why don't you read the first few pages of the book? Eric, do you want to start?
Sure. In the Situation Room, there was a toy world. And a flight costume, and a picture of
a refinery plume. And there were war profiteers giving three cheers, a nation great, a church, and a state.
A pair of towers and a balance of powers, a grand old party to war in a rush, and a quiet Dick Cheney whispering hush. Good night, room.
And Eric, why don't you jump ahead to the last few pages of the book?
Good night, grand old party. Good night, war in a rush. And good night to Dick Cheney, whispering, hush. Good night, earth. Good night, air. Good night, failures everywhere. Everyone has vacated the room. Cheney's gone, and Bush is left alone with his nuclear phone off the hook, our Federal Reserve piggy bank broken. And we have the moon and the stars, you know, shining bright outside the window, offering this kind of larger perspective on all of this.
It's always fun when you're reading Goodnight Moon with a child to look for the little mouse that is in a different place on every color page. He's scampering around the room. And in your book, Goodnight Bush, it's not a mouse. It's a little figure of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, we like to call him Mousama bin Laden. Throughout the book, we see him kind of roaming freely throughout the room, apparently unconcerned with being captured.
I wonder whether the lawyers at your publisher were busy for weeks or months trying to figure out whether that there were issues about fair use and whether you could actually publish a parody that is so similar in so many ways to the original book.
It was actually fairly straightforward. I mean, the publisher felt that we were definitely in safe territory, and they had done a similar book in the past called Yiddish with Dick and Jane. That was, of course, a parody of Dick and Jane. So based on their experience with that, we went forward with it.
So many people hold Goodnight Moon so dear to their hearts, and I think I would count myself among that number. And looking at this book, people will say, you know, this is a sacrilege. You've taken a favorite children's iconic book and turned it into something really dark and completely other than what it was.
Well, the book obviously isn't for children. At the same time, it lets us look at the past 8 years through the eyes of a child, and it lets us see how far Bush's reality is from the reality anyone would want for their children.
How much did you think about how offensive some of this might be? I mean, for example, there's a page where there are two towers made out of building blocks, child's toys, and an airplane has knocked them down, and it says Goodnight Towers to represent the World Trade Center towers. You know, you can look at that and say that's horrifying and that's not, you know, appropriate in this book if you're talking necessarily about the Bush administration legacy.
Well, everything in the book is rendered with this kind of naked simplicity. And hopefully that also implies a respect as well as some sensitivity around it.
Where is the sensitivity that you see in that image?
If I may, I think people really understand, you know, there's a real poignancy to many of those images, and that's, you know, the way it was intended, because, you know, the last 8 years have been full of all these tragic incidents, and it's really that combination of kind of flippant absurdity that we sometimes seen from the president, and that's in the book, but at the same time, you know, a real seriousness about what it is that we've lost.
Gan Golan and Eric Origen are the creators of the unauthorized parody Goodnight Bush. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We contacted HarperCollins, the publishers of Goodnight Moon. They had no comment on the parody. You can see pages from Goodnight Bush at our website, npr.org.